Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hello, Norman. I hope you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, I was invited to a Halloween party near my house. I lived in a small town in Michigan. The party was one street over from my house. Norm, in 1966, the crew of the Enterprise landed on planet M133. On that planet was Dr. Robert Crater and his wife Nancy. They were scientists. However, Nancy wasn't the real Nancy. She had been replaced by a salt monster. That was the costume I wore to the Halloween party. I was Nancy, the salt monster. Norm, when my mom dropped me off at the Halloween party, I kissed her goodbye, and I went into the house. The very second I entered the house, I was walked over to the bobbing for apples setup. There was a large and deep metal tub lying atop a wooden table. The metal tub was filled with apples. The apples floated on the surface of the water in the tub. I was instructed to lower my head into the tub. The point of bobbing for apples is to grab onto an apple using your teeth. Norm, I had practiced at home prior to the Halloween party by placing plastic apples into a bucket filled with water. I wanted to win the apple bobbing contest. There was a prize involved. I wanted it. Norm, when I submerged my head into the tub of water, I noticed that a small computer tablet had been secured to the bottom of the apple bobbing tub. As I bobbed for apples, I saw a live feed of myself on the screen of the HD tablet. But how? Why? Norm, I was bent over, and my pussy was being crammed from the rear by a long line of big-dicked, costumed Halloween partygoers. The line for access to my tight pussy was long. The line went out the front door and down the sidewalk. Norm, as I took schlongs of all shapes and sizes, I'd occasionally lift my head out of the water for air. Everyone needs air. But understand, I quickly steered my head back down to the deepest depths in the bobbing for apples water-filled tub. I enjoyed watching the video action on the HD tablet as my cunt was impaled again and again. At some point, air no longer mattered. The video tablet, the cum-filled pricks, and my cunt were all that mattered. I came, and I moaned, and I moaned and I came. To hell with the apples. Piss on the prize. Fuck the party. Norm, have you ever heard someone come underwater? At some point, I blacked out from orgasm overload. When I regained consciousness, the next door neighbor told me that he had found my big jubbed body on the floor lying alongside dozens of apples. My homemade Nancy Salt Monster costume, fashioned after the 1966 Star Trek episode The Man Trap, was lying inside the water tub that once held the water and apples. The homeowner, the man that threw the Halloween party, showed up and he asked me if he could keep my Star Trek Salt Monster Nancy costume. He also asked me for permission to keep my open nipples wireless brassiere and crotchless soiled cum panties. The homeowner told me a story about something that had happened to him 20 years earlier.
Years ago, I was trick or treating with my friend. I sat on his shoulders, and I pulled a scary plastic head over my head. The head was 2 feet long and square. We pulled a sheet over the length of our bodies so that we looked like a 15-foot tall walking cursed totem pole. While I was sitting on my friend's shoulders scaring people on Halloween night, he suddenly spun my body around so that my cock was in his face, and he started blowing me. Because he spun my body around, the scary plastic head was facing the wrong way, so my friend started walking backwards while he tongued my balls. He was a fruit. I never knew he was a fruit. I had to push my thumbs into his eyes to get my cock and balls out of his mouth and get away from him. It was my first encounter with a fruit.
It was an awful moment. I walked bow-legged for a year after that incident. However, I did come a lot. My mother picked me up at the hospital right after a team of nurses extracted 6 or 7 gallons of bubbling cum and a piece of apple from my stretched-out pussy. When I got into my mom's car, my mother pulled on a set of brass knuckles and she punched me in the face.
I've had enough of your antics. Violence is the only answer.
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if ever you're asked to bob for apples this Halloween. It could be a trap. You could take a lot of dick. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me for a moment? I want to massage my clitoris using my pointer finger and middle finger while I lie atop my deceased grandmother's cum-stained mattress. Oh. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
So it's like 5:45 in the morning. Might have been 6 in the morning. I'm not sure. 5:45, 6 in the morning. Doesn't really matter. And I've been eating pussy for 45 minutes in the bed in my house in upper northern Michigan. Because at maybe, I guess, at 5:30, somewhere around there, 5:20, there was a knock at my door. And when I opened the door, the woman said this: I let the air out of my tires. And that means what? It means she's an Amazon Prime driver. An Amazon Prime driver's at my house. I've had this happen fucking a couple dozen times. An Amazon Prime driver's at my house. She let the air out of her tires. And what does that do? It notifies dispatch at Amazon that her truck is out of order. And when the truck is out of order, it means it can't move from that spot because they're tracked all the time. It can't move from that spot. They have a reasonable reason as to why the truck's not moving. The truck is broke down. And now the dispatcher, sometime within 40 minutes, has to call the people, the contract they have with the tow trucks and all that, the service people. They have to call that and then dispatch that tow truck driver, that person that's got a contract with Amazon, and they have to go onto that truck and they have to figure out what's wrong with it. They have to fill the tires. So she's off the line. She's no longer still clocked in, but she's no longer being tracked as a viable person on the road, on the clock for Amazon. She's off the clock. So when she knocks on my door and says, I let the air out of my tires, it means, Norm, this. It means this, Norm. I want you to eat me out. I want all 15.5 pounds of your fucking big dick. And it is. It's a 15.5 pound dick. I have to be honest with you. I've gotten scared sometimes as I'm getting older. And I think, what will people think of me when I'm dead? When I'm lying on a stainless steel table and my dick is out, 15.5 pounds, what will they think about? Will the chick there want to suck my cock even though I'm dead? Will she want to, like, clutch onto my cock like she's choking out a chicken or something like that? They called it that. Will she want to stare at my cock, take pictures of my cock, try to make money off my cock online? What will she do? What will people think of my dick when I'm no longer in command of my dick like I am now? I think of that sometimes. That's a whole nother story. But she came over because she wants all 15.5 pounds of my dick crammed into the seam of her cunt. That's her core. That's the center. That's where Abraham Lincoln would put this little triangle, this piece of metal, and put it into the center, the core of the fucking tree trunk, the core of the piece of wood he's got there, cut from a tree, and split that fucking tree in half with a hammer, with a hatchet, with a big sledgehammer. He'd split it in half for firewood. That's the same effect that you have with a chick's pussy. Your cock is that fucking driver, that seam, that piece of metal that looks like a piece of steel pie. And you cram it in that cunt, you split it open with your cock. That's why I call my dick the Abraham Lincoln log splitter. She comes over, she wants that. Now, first off, think of this, the mind of something like that. Something walks around this planet, and it wants something huge crammed into its fucking cunt, crammed into its seam. The smelly area down here with a bunch of pubic hairs next to the shithole. Somebody, it walks around looking for dick. I made myself laugh. I'm sorry. It walks around looking for dick all day, all night long. And while it's psychotically and insanely looking for dick, like a monster, like something out of control, like something beyond anything you could imagine, it now has to pretend that it's normal. It has to look around its environment and pretend that somehow it can function like other people. Don't let it on that I'm insane. Don't let anyone know that I've had been fucked 200, 300, 500 times since I was 14 years old, maybe 2,000 times. I'm really conservative there. Don't let anybody know this. Don't let anybody know how goddamn stupid I am. What kind of job do you do? Well, I'm in marketing. Of course she's in marketing. You can't put her down. It's subjective. There's no loss there. You can't say she's stupid or smart. Nobody can prove anything with marketing. They just fucking throw money at it, and it's okay. Wow, marketing, that's really something. If they thought that you could trim them down in mathematics, they might do that. They can't do mathematics. So they're never going to fucking ever tell you they're in math, because now you can show how stupid they are, because nothing they do math-wise makes any fucking sense. $900 car payment, they make $24,000 a year, they don't count any of the car insurance and all their other $50,000 and $80,000 in debt. Nothing makes any sense. Can you imagine this person walking around free, and you're chasing it? I got to have some pussy. I got to have some pussy. I got to have, I wouldn't be so lonely. Why would you be unlonely with this insane case? Look at her. What kind of job you do? Well, I work in horticulture. You do? I can't track that down. I can't pinpoint her on making her stupid. She puts the bulb in the ground and God makes it pop up. She didn't do fuck, but she looks like a genius, doesn't she? You'll never find a chick involved in anything that you can definitively show them that they're dumb. It's always very vague. What kind of painting is that? It's a fucking abstract painting. Of course it's abstract. She can't fucking paint like the Renaissance painters. It's a couple of fucking lines on it, and she says it's abstract, and you can't tell her she's dumb or not dumb. You're just not getting it. These things are walking around the fucking planet, and it must be madness. It's got to be insanity for this woman. I don't know how much more I can take. I can't keep faking it in here. I've been in this office 8 hours, and I'm pretending to be like every fucking dude in here, and it's crushing me. It's killing me. Every chick follows the other chick. They're all copying one another in this mass hypnosis of trying to fool people of what they really are. They're dangerous, man. Until what? Well, until you need pussy. Like the prime driver knocking on my door at 5:45 or 5:15 in the morning and saying, I let the air out of my tires, which means the truck's out of line, it's been pulled offline, and we can fuck for a while, and that looks somehow good. And there's no way to tie them down stupidly or dumbly and say, how stupid, how ridiculous, you know nothing, when it comes to fucking. Now, when it comes to fucking, it's the absolute brilliance. It's a shining star when this chick shows up. She's a master at sex. Look at her, playing with your dick, licking your balls, licking your asshole. It's a master. She's skilled in every way. She's good that way. She's good with her. It's all fucking fake, isn't it? It's all a performance. Anytime you fucked anybody, you're not really fucking her. You're fucking all the dudes that taught her in a certain way. You're a homo, man. You're a fruit. You're fucking a dude that showed her all this shit. You fruity fruit. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that nuts? Look at that. She's so skilled at sex. She's so skilled at marketing. She's so skilled at painting. There's nothing there that makes any sense. There's nothing there that has any fucking value in this world whatsoever. Look at me. Yeah, sometimes I make some clay pots. Got a spinning wheel in there made by a man. And I got clay in there that's been fucking excavated from the ground by men. Look at me. I'm making a fucking pot. Big deal. Well, you got a pot. Has it got a lid on it? Can I use it for my dope? Okay, I'll use that. I break it, I break it. But it doesn't matter. So she's in my house and I'm eating pussy. And you're going to say, you can't get that much pussy. It's true. I do get that much pussy. They say people who talk about it don't get it. People who get it don't talk about it. People who get it, who don't talk about it, means they got the worst fuck in the world. They're not getting any kind of pussy, the quality pussy I'm getting. They don't talk about it because it's embarrassing, because they don't get any of it, because they got some dullard droll idiot that they're hooked up to that's waiting for them to die so they can get their name on the deed and all the fucking money you have. She's just waiting it to fuck out and hoping that you eventually die where she still has some real vital life source and force in her and she can spend your shit. You're going to say, what happened to you, Norm? Nothing happened to me. I get along fine in life. I've done very well in life. Except at what point will you stop trying to learn anything about a chick, your most dangerous foe on the planet? Why would you want to not learn on that? Why would you keep constantly hypnotized and rehypnotized by everything the fucking media or anything tells you about a chick? It's all goddamn lies. Why would they go out of their way so much to tell you lies about females? Because they're dangerous. Because they don't want you to know, because nobody would hook up with them. At all. So I'm in there eating pussy. And I'm thinking all this shit. I'm thinking about the pussy. And I'm eating a pussy. And I'm thinking, I said I'd never eat a woman out often. I try to watch out and be careful. But sometimes, like 5:30 so in the morning, I'm still wasted from the night before, man. Pinconning Paralyzer? I smoke more of that shit. I've still got 3 bricks of Pinconning Paralyzer left. It's a brick. It's made in Michigan, grown in Michigan only. And a woman gave me this when I crashed my ultralight aircraft. I fucked her in a back building. Her family owns this wholesale marijuana farm, and she gave me this shit. I'm usually smoking that shit and wasted, and I just love it, man. And I'm in bed wasted most of the time. So I'm in there, and I'm eating her out, and I'm thinking, I don't care if she's going to give me throat cancer. I don't care that she's going to live through about 40 more years after me, even though she contaminated and destroyed the voice boxes of men like you. One motherfucker after another destroyed their voice boxes. They're walking around town now with this silver object that looks like a dildo. How ironic, holding it on their neck to be able to make sounds. And this is what they're wearing. On their neck, it looks like a dildo. How fitting. What a fucking stupid slave you were to this chick's pussy, and now look what you got. She's not going to die. She's going to live another 80 fucking years and contaminate and destroy and disintegrate voice boxes of men one after another that served her. I'm not serving anybody like that, and if I am doing that to you, it means that I've created some scenario around what I'm doing to get through this fucking horror, this nightmare. It's not pleasurable whatsoever. Why would anybody want their mouth, their breath, their voice box, and the lining of the throat to smell like pussy? Nobody would. It's the worst odor on the goddamn planet. They don't talk about it because it's so fucking bad. When they don't talk about shit, when it's hidden and stuff, it's really, really bad. Where's the last article you've seen about some chick's pussy? About the odors of her pussy? Where's the last article, last featured article? Where's the New Yorker article that talks about the smell of a woman's pussy and how to get through it while you're being demeaned by eating her pussy? Where is it? It's nowhere, is it? It's not ever going to be anywhere, because if they let that out, they'd think this. Why would I want to be married to something that smells like a fucking wet diaper, that smells like a full diaper? It's a full diaper with legs. I'm going to pay for that. I'm going to go to stores with that. I'm going to go to the movies with that. Who could stand that? Oh, you're going to, because it's going to break you down, because you won't be able to smell anymore. It'll destroy your nasal passages. You'll throw yourself out like an old fucking empty bag of lunch with just containers in it just to fucking do be around her. I'll just fuck it. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me anymore. Pussy. It doesn't care. So I'm in the bed and I'm eating pussy and I'm thinking all this stuff. Well, you could lose your voice box, Norm. You could get cancer of the esophageal. It happens all the time. Look at all the big stars and stuff that has admitted this. You could lose your voice box eating pussy. This is your legacy? This is what you want to be known for? You died from esophageal cancer. You died from your voice box and cancer. No one seems to go that way. They don't talk about it. You don't see it on tombstones or epitaphs, headstones. You don't see it anywhere. They don't talk about that. And I'm eating pussy and I'm thinking, yeah, that's great. Norm Augustinus, and one bitch comes in and destroys my voice, which is my hallmark of my who I am. Lots of people know it. I get over 10,000 downloads on this every recording I do. And then I have no voice and I'm on the mic like this. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I ate some pussy. I don't know when. It was some bad pussy 2 years ago and my voice is going. And I hired a hitman to kill a slut, but I can't get my voice back. And you know, fucking A, man, it's just about over. Pull the plug on Norm Augustinus. The fucking voice box is gone. I just don't want that. I'm careful, but I'm eating pussy with the prime driver, and I don't know what it is. It's a chick in uniform. It's a chick wearing shorts. It's a chick bouncing up and down in this industrial seat with these big, heavy springs, and she's turned on, and pussy juices are leaking out of her cunt, going past her cunt, going past the springs, and landing on the floor of the prime driver truck, the floor of the vinyl covering. They're vinyl covered. And landing on that. I don't know what it is, but something will interest you if a chick is in uniform. There's her shoes. You think, look at those shoes. Those shoes have taken her to dick. Those eyeballs have seen nothing but dick and piles of coke and piles of money. Those eyeballs, if you could cut their eyeballs open, it's scary. Look at those shoes. I wonder what kind of fucking panties she's got on under there. You're thinking this shit, and it starts to turn you on. You think, oh, well, what the hell? I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to work on the ice fishing shanty in a little while. I'm going to work on my 1964 Polaris Comet with a LA600 engine. That's a 6-horsepower engine. Extremely rare. I just got this given to me for free, by the way. And you think all that stuff, and this is going to clear up, and the sun's going to come out, and you're going to be free from this fucking nightmare that you've got yourself trapped into, and you think, well, this is normal. That's what I told a chick once. She said, all you want to do is have sex with me. And I said, yeah, but what else do you do with a woman? What else do we do? It would be weird. Two fucking eunuchs walking around doing nothing to do with sex. Her not beating my knob off. Me not playing with her clit. That just doesn't add up, man. So I notice it as I'm eating her out. And I'm entertaining myself with all these scenarios, all these ideas, racing through my expressway of my mind, whatever it is, two lane, four lane. And I'm thinking these ideas. I start to feel funny. I start to feel funny. I start to feel wheezy. And I think that I smoke too much dope. I shouldn't have chased it down with fucking whiskey or bourbon, which I often do. I shouldn't have done that. And I'm not trying to prove anything with myself. I'm not trying to be macho or anything like that. I just want to enjoy everything there is available to enjoy. Shot of whiskey, marijuana, fucking doobies, you got your hit. Whatever it is, your joints, your fucking prescription joints, whatever it is, we go to the dope shop there and they give you the pre-rolls and the junk and all that. I try to enjoy and try everything because, man, once it's really over, it's over. You know that story. You can't do shit anymore, so I want to enjoy all this stuff. And all this stuff's going through my mind. And while it's going through my mind, I feel myself getting sicker and sicker, and I'm wondering this because I really analyze things too much and come on it too fast and start to look for answers or equals. And I think, could she have a bad pussy that bad? Could her pussy be that bad that it's affecting me that quick? The stench of her pussy, the ozone, whatever it is, the stench of that pussy, the molecules in the air, the writhing of the hips, the eyes rolled back, the mouth open, the gargling sound she makes, and all that stuff. Is this pussy really bad? Has it affected me? Is this what it feels like when it first enters your body till you get used to it? It's like if you do heroin and shit, at first forget it, you say never again. It's too sickening, it's too syrupy, and all that, but then you get used to it. And I say, what is this that I'm feeling? I start to feel funny, I start to feel weak, and in this fight or flight thing, this defense system that our bodies have, that tells me this, it says, get off of her. Get up for her, stop eating her out. Something bad here. You felt fine earlier. Something bad here. Did she fart? Was there something in her colon? They're usually constipated 5 or 6 months in a row straight. Has the turd gone fermentation? Has the turd turned into some kind of pruno, some kind of alcohol in her goddamn cunt? In her shithole? It can literally turn that. They can be constipated so long that the shit log will kind of turn into alcohol, ferment and become like a shit alcohol, like Pruno, and they make Pruno in prisons and shit out of a raisin and a piece of bread and some water. It's alcohol to go ferment, it'll ferment and have an alcohol content. Has she had that in her shithole? Has her shit become fermented? I'm breathing in, I'm drinking possibly like a Pruno thing out of her shithole. What have I become? And my body says, get out of here. Get off of her. You don't know what she has. What does she have? She got one of those organisms on her, those things on her that can take over your goddamn brain? The parasite? Is that, I've heard this. A parasite can be on a chick, can come out of her cunt, and like a caterpillar, like a frog, it can inhabit that thing and take over that body of that thing. And the frog's no more. The caterpillar's no more. Has she got one of these parasites in her pussy and I've just eaten it? And the thing's now starting to take over my brain. It's gone into my brain. And I'm going to walk around like a zombie and feed this parasite. And I'm just going to serve it for the rest of my life? Well, wait a minute. The parasite sounds just like a bitch, doesn't it? Yeah, it's just like your bitch. There she is in the back goddamn room. More, 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 more. Get out to your fucking basement, get out to your garage, get out your snap-on tools, get on your mirror-like finish tools, get on your fucking piston extractors, your engine removers, get out there and realign yourself. Come back, man. Just come back, your hex heads. Get in there. Come back and get away from that. You're under siege, man, all the time. You're under siege because you're a man. How dare you be born a man? So, I start thinking all these things. I'm dizzy. I'm having like movements in my body. My fingers are moving. I feel my leg jerking around and stuff like that. And my body says, get off of her. Get the fuck away from her now. This fucking prime driver has been rimmed. It's like what they said. I sent on a sign side of a prime truck. It says prime, but it also the words in there is rim me, R-I-M-E, rim me. So the only chicks that take a prime driver job are chicks that want to be rimmed. They're advertising rim me. Look at it. I mean, it's not a joke. It's a weird, screwy, cult-like thing. Prime drivers. Prime means, if you take away the P, you'll see the words R-I-M, eat for rim me. Look at it. She's been rimmed many, many times. She's advertising for you to rim her. She's advertising she's in for all things. Here she is in a truck, but she's really like an ice cream man selling her cunt like ice cream. Here it comes. Ding, ding-a-ling, ding, ding-a-ling, ding, ding-a-ling, ding, 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 ding. Who is it? Yeah, I let the air out of my tires. And now she's on your fucking porch, isn't she? So I'm feeling super dizzy, super gone, super like loosey-goosey and out of my faculties. Now I know that I control myself. I've done it for years. It doesn't matter what dope, whatever I'm doing, whatever situation I'm in. I always have one eye out. And that eye is always looking for me in a situation I can't control. In a situation that could get me in trouble or even get me hurt or physically or killed even. I always have that one eye open and that one eye is saying, there's something not right with this. There's something not right with the soup. There's something not right with your plate of eggs and bacon. There's something wrong in there. Something tastes funny. You knew it right away. The oatmeal tastes goofy. You find out there's all kinds of boll weevils and shit in it. The milk was bad. That's what I'm experiencing now with the Prime driver who came over and delivered herself to me, and I should have been wiser. But I was still a little bit wasted from all the fucking goddamn reefer I smoked on prior to that Pinconning Paralyzer. No, this isn't an ad for Pinconning Paralyzer. People write me and say that. Do you get a cut of Pinconning Paralyzer? There's no fucking place they sell Pinconning Paralyzer. It's not at a dispensary. It's not at some retail shop in your corner. This is the real shit. This is grown in the ground of Michigan, the state of Michigan, the rarest, most desirable state in the goddamn union. Hundreds of thousands, millions really, 11 million acres of woods. The dirt is rare here. You can grow anything in this state other than a pineapple and a banana. That's it. You can't grow a pineapple, you can't grow a banana. But every fruit, every vegetable there is grows bigger and better in the state of Michigan because of the earth, because of the ground. The history below where I sit right now, from the Indians on down that were here, it's a rich fucking culture, a rich, just a treasure trove below my feet of possibility. That's why people want to come here. That's why bitches want to come and meet Norm Augustinus. They want to come here because I've told them about my 15.5-pound cock, and they're extremely receptive to somebody with a mind like mine where anything could go. They want to be chased in the goddamn woods with a hatchet. They want to be chased in the woods with me with my Glock, with a fucking Glock kit on it. They want that. That's the thing that makes it shoot 1,200 fucking rounds a minute. They want that. They desire that. That's what they want. They want me to chase them through the fucking woods with no goddamn clothes on, swinging a ball above my head that's connected to a club with a chain like something in primeval medieval days. They want me coming at them like that. And brother, I fucking do, man. And he think this. I want to go there. I want to go there, man. It's like this myth of a bitch going to Brooklyn and something can happen to her if she goes to Brooklyn. Yeah, that's going to happen to you. You're going to take a lot of dicks on a $2 fucking rusted out bed in some basement apartment that costs $5,000 a month. Something's going to happen to you. They think that. Only with me, it's different. I want to go see Norm. I want to feel it. I want to experience what he has. The grap of what he has. I want it in my hole. I want it inside me. I want the essence of what Norm is. And that's what bitches do when they're kissing you, when their mouth is open. They're sucking the fuck out of you into them. That's why you're often leave extremely tired. They look for anything to prop them up, and they find this by using tons of bags and bags, paper bags filled with money that can draw them to people like that, the kind of people they need to keep them going. Remember, they're always walking around in a daze. They're always walking around like a high school theater stage actress, that kind of skill, trying to fit in, always looking around them to see if they are fitting in and pretending that they're fitting in. And is this working? I'm acting like a dude. Doing things a dude does. I'm watching other women who've learned from dudes who are more skilled than I am, who've been successful. I'm watching all these things to be these things because, man, I don't know who the fuck I am. All I really know how to do is take a dick. And that's true. The goddamn thousands of abortions a day proves this shit. Take a dick, man. Dick. Like lashes across your back with leather straps. Dick! 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 So I'm starting to feel funny. And I'm dizzy. And I think, is this it for Norm Augustinus? Have I had a TIA? Have I had a mini stroke? Have I had a heart attack? Has my aorta got a rip in it? What's not right with me right now? So I pull my head up out of her pussy. I'm trying to please her. I don't know why. Why do you want to please? Complete stranger. If you could explain that to me, I don't know. You find some trollop, some slot in some bar, some restaurant, some meeting place, some place outside. You meet this slut, and for some reason you bring her back, spread her legs, pull her dirty panties off, and you start eating her genitals. Man, you're nuts. You're sick. You're twisted. In any other fucking world other than this world in America, a counselor or psychiatrist would say, that's not 100% right. I mean, relationships and courting and shit like this, there's something screwy about that. But they've even made that mainstream. Oh, do you like to do that? Yeah, that sounds great. That's perfectly fucking healthy as you're sitting in a bar going to eat somebody out, going to like suck his cock, and you don't know him 5 minutes. Yeah, it's all set now. I'm part of the fucking union. I'm a part of the group, man. It feels fucking good. That's why they retweet stuff and things like that they've read, and they're trying to make it look like it's theirs and change one word. You have to know what you're dealing with. So I'm feeling dizzy. I'm getting twitches. I'm not feeling right in the head. I feel shortness of breath. Even my vision, I only had this happen one time, and I went to university. I was at a university, and I was at Vassar College. And I went to university, and I had tunnel vision when I was sitting in the cafeteria. Fucking tunnel vision. And when they say tunnel vision, they're not kidding. I always thought that was made up, like some kind of writer, some tunnel vision. You're in it, looked like a tunnel. I looked out, and I saw a tunnel, and I saw the people at the end of the tunnel in the tunnel vision. I only had it one time, and I thought, I'm dead. TIA, stroke, heart attack. Who the fuck knows? You're overtaxing yourself, Norm. You're putting too much in. You're sniffing out, extracting things from life too hard. You're hyper-focusing. You gotta pull way back and become like every other fucking drone on this planet. You gotta be like them. So I feel all that shit, and I say, get off of her now. And I remember pushing off using her torso. Her torso was sticking out each side of her upper leg, where the thigh area is, and then there's a torso on each side. There's a torso, and then the hip area, and you can like clamp onto the hips. You've seen these areas with the skeleton. They got a bigger hole down there, a chick. Baby can come through and all that. And I start to clutch onto her torso, these little handles like on her pelvic bone on each side, like I'm using handicapped handles in a car to get off of her. I'm trying to steady myself. The hips are still going. I look at her face. It's the same thing. Her goddamn head's rolled back. Her eyes are rolled back. She's breathing hard and shit like that. You gotta wonder why you would do that. Why are you there, man? You were shooting Estes rockets up. You were racing down hills on go-karts and trying to build a go-kart. And look at you now. What the fuck happened? What happened is the pureness of your manliness, the pureness of what you were, the crafting, the mechanics, your abilities and all that have been dissipated, etched away by fucking people around you, by possibly Democrats. It's probably true. On your case, think about it. If you're around them long, you'll start to think like them. It happened to me. I know it. So as I'm getting off of her, I kind of stumble. One hand slips off. My head slams back into her pussy area, her pelvic bone area. I put it back on. Her torso is soaking wet. Of course it would be. She's never been with a prize-winning heifer with a cock like mine in her entire life. She's shaking as to this is a new adventure to her. The thousands of cocks she's taken has never been like this. She doesn't want to cause a problem with this fucking mount and dismount and this remounting and all that shit. She doesn't want that. She wants it to go smoothly and take the dick. And she knows how big she can take. She knows how big the hole is. All chicks know this. One time I went to university, I might have talked about this. I walked a chick to the dumpster room. I was on campus. It was the end of the semester. This isn't a joke. End of the semester, I walked her to the dumpster room. They, at that time, had even a thing that would burn the shit. You would put papers in it, giant smokestack, and it would burn it. You'd open up this door and drop the stuff in. I went in there with her, helping her. It was like you. Such a sweet little angel. Little darling thing. Look at her. She's going to college. She's trying to better herself. She has hopes, dreams, and desires. She looks so clean. Look at her clothing. Now I know that all the clothing her fucking dad bought. That she was there because her dad bought all the shit. He paid the tuition. Every goddamn piece of meal, every food she put in her mouth was paid for by a man like you, working 60 goddamn hours a week on a screw machine in a fucking factory. I know that now, but at that time I didn't see that. We're in this room. And I look to the right. I think this is really cool. Helping her. It's like Love Story by that guy Seagal, or whatever his name was. He wrote Love Story. Here I am on a college campus. I'm with this chick. It's fall, the end of the semester, and all that. And I look to the right, and all that shit exploded, just blew up inside my mind. I don't know what happened. I look to the right, and laying against the block wall that was painted white, like prison walls, stuff like that. You see this in colleges often. And on the floor, laying against the wall in this crack-like thing, was a monstrous dildo. A dildo. It must have been 14, 15 inches. Somebody must have seen your correspondent's cock because it looked like my cock, only it wasn't my cock. And I remember looking down at my cock. She didn't see me. And it's like I kind of pushed around my cock to make sure my cock was still there. Is my mind gone? Am I gone? Am I in a nut house? Am I in a mental institution? Am I imagining this shit? And it was a monstrous dildo in this goddamn room. Huge ass dildo. And I picked it up and I showed it to her. And when I looked at it, when I examined it, and you know this to be true, you know this of me, if you've been listening to me for 25 fucking years, there was lines around the dildo. Pencil lines. They used a pencil. Like they didn't want to contaminate her cunt. It's a fucking Democrat, Earth save the world and fucking global warming shit. Stuff like that, I'm sure. And there were pencil lines around the cock at different intervals around the dildo. And they went really deep. And then one line was extremely pronounced, the final line. It's probably where the dickhead bottomed out inside her genitals, inside her torso, the fucking contract that will unfucking ravel for whatever dick it needs. And it was a pronounced pencil line on around the dildo. And this is where it bottomed out. This is how deep it went into a chick's pussy. And I remember seeing this thing, and this girl I was with, her name was Dawn. She didn't know I was looking at her. And she didn't know I was looking at her. And I looked at her because this thing was insane. This person could take all this dick. And they were now throwing the dildo out because she had to go back home to her parents and start pretending, start play acting, start trying to fit in, create the theater show that she has fucked her dad and her family and everybody else, all the neighbors around her house, start performing again because the real her was that dildo. The real her was that dildo when her fucking roommate was gone and she was using dildo in her cunt in her fucking dorm room. That was the real her. Now she had to go back. She couldn't let this dildo be found by her parents. It would expose her as a phony, as a fraud, as what she is. And I looked over at Dawn and I saw this thing. I'm not ever sure that I came back from that. I am convinced that that contributed to what I am today. The awakening I've had today, it's like my dopamine was dried up and someone gave me dopamine treatments and I suddenly came back and understood everything and it all became very extremely clear. The dopamine was dried out, now it's not, and I understand everything it is. The dildo, a massive dildo with her at the dorm room, and everybody that was paying for it was a man. They were paying for her and using him just like they'll use you nonstop every goddamn day, and she'll perform for you. Put a goddamn camera in your house. I don't care how much you think she loves you or you love her. You put a camera in your house and you go to work, you'll shit your pants. I've done it. On what you see her doing, on what you see her on the phone talking to, on the performance, on the behavior that drops, the person you know suddenly isn't there. It's creepy. Try it out. Try it out, man. So I'm thinking all this shit as I'm dismounting from her torso. I lift my other hand off, I slip and go down. I feel that weak. I pick both my hands, I try to read myself and roll over to the right. Both my hand collapse on the perspiration coming off her torso from my huge cock that was in her fucking hole and me eating her out. I fall over to the bed and I crawl off the bed and she's still writhing about in pleasure. This is the prime driver. We smoked a lot of reefer. I ate some fucking dream cake. I had some of that shit over from Amsterdam. Somebody from Amsterdam sent me in the mail and it didn't get detected. And I'm on the bed and I notice that the further I get away kind of from the bed, the sort of better I feel, the dizziness and all that, but it's still strong. The dizziness, I'm not on top of that cunt, that dangerous fucking instrument. It's like the Venus flytrap. It's like that flower that puts on an enormous stench and blooms once a year. It's like that. And I pull away. And as I'm laying on the floor, trying to reach for my gun, I always keep a gun under this little kind of table I have that I built. It's a table. It's got a single drawer. It's a beautiful piece. I made it out of pine and they say you cannot stain pine. I stained it beautifully. It looks like it's 150 years old, this piece of furniture. And I always keep a gun under there. It's just a small 32 caliber handgun. And I reached for the 32 caliber because I thought this. Has this bitch killed me? Has she poisoned me? Has her cunt that toxic? Does she inject me with something? I just didn't know. At that point, you don't know. It's not normal behavior to feel like this when you're eating somebody the fuck out. And I reached for the .32 caliber and I thought, I'm going to blow her fucking brains out if I get worse. If I get worse, if I start to hear her laugh, I see her sit up on the bed and she's laughing at me with this eerie, bizarre fucking laugh a woman can do on a man to humiliate and crush him. And she knows it's humiliating and crushing him. And I thought, I'll reach for the gun and I'll finish her off right between the goddamn eyes. Now, I know what I'm doing. I spent fucking 2 terms, 18 months in Vietnam. Honest to God, in a Huey Bell helicopter, an H-1. And I was a door gunner. So I know something about fucking pulling the trigger. I took out tons of VC. Used to jump out of the helicopter and into rice paddies and fuck all the people working the rice paddies. I just fuck them. They called me El Ganco. El Gampo? It meant the big dicked one. I just jump out of the helicopter. Here was a dick and they're running a tidal wave in the goddamn VC rice paddies in Vietnam. Now there's a goddamn, there's a Ferris wheel exactly where I was doing this, man. You think of the fucking irony, you think of the insanity, and you think, why? You're like, chick that said why when she was hitting the ankle by one of my fucking heroes in the ice skating world. And I got a hold of the .32 caliber. And I think, okay, this is it. I'm finished off. I'm not dying the way I thought I would, but I'm going to blow her brains out, and then we're going to both be here dead. They'll know I was eating her out. They know I was had my cock. They'll smell my cock. They always take this little device. It's called an E-30. That's the technical name for the device, the E-30. And the E-30, they can wave it like a wand over your cock, and they know if your cock had been in pussy. They can use the E-30 for the same thing. They switch it over to female, and they smell for cum in her cock. It's called the E-30. It's like completely, you can't fool it. It's accurate 100%. They'll run the B-30 around my cock. They'll know I was in pussy. They'll rub the E-30 around my mouth. It'll streamly go off. I was eating her cunt. They'll stick the E-30 down my throat, and they'll see that my esophagus, my fucking esophageal, my voice box is already infected with fucking cancer cells. And I just ate her out, man. So nice. Ate her out and shit. Took her to a $100 meal. And the cancer is seeping into my esophageal area, all that area, the cells, is I'm paying $150 for her fucking meal. Make sense of that, man. Here's what you could say. That's negative, man. You're all negative. That's negative thinking. That's not real. That's not... Yes, it is. I'm one of the most positive people in the world. I can take and do anything and turn it around on anybody and they'll see the light. But you have to know reality, man. When you're in a fucking helicopter and it's going down and you're 1,000 feet in the air, you pretty much know you're cooked. That's a reality. This is a reality. So I'm laying on the floor with a .32 caliber, and I got it aimed at the side of her head. I can't aim it between her eyes like I like to. It's aimed at the side of her head because I'm going to blow out the fucking top of her head, the side of her head, this dumb head, this stupid head, who's been hopping from man to man to pay all her shit that she can steal from anything out they'll take. I don't give a fuck what it is. Anything. If you're going to fuck somebody you picked up, you make sure everything's locked up. There's nothing around. It looks like a fucking Motel 6. That's how you make it. They're used to Motel 6s, and they can't steal nothing. So I get up. I'm laying on the side there, on my side with a gun aimed at her, and I got one eye closed, and I'm what do they say, fixing? I'm fixing to blow this slut's skull into pieces. Just blow it apart, explode it. I use a special load in it. It's lead. They go flat really quick. And it's, I could tell you about bullets and shit, but it's probably not appropriate. It'll put a goddamn 2-inch hole in the side of her head, and it's over for her. This fucking salt sucker is gone, and I saved a bunch of men from her, and I feel good about that. I found the goodness in that. When I look up, kind of tilt my head up, I think, can I get to the window? Can I get to air? Can I get, crawl out of here, maybe get, feel better? Can I get water? Can I get some kind of thing, some kind of potion? Can I drink milk and neutralize the poison in my stomach? Can I get to my fucking Listerine and gargle my throat out? Can I get to anything like that and save myself? I look over and I see that the ozone generator that's in the room, I now have an ozone generator in the room. It does something with O2 and O3, and it changes O2 to O3, and the stink and the stink molecules and all that, the odor molecules are dissipated and they be returned back to O2. That's how an ozone generator works. I put it in my room now if there's a chance of eating pussy. Even if there's not a chance of eating pussy, I put it in my room. Say I'm fucking a virgin and I pop her hymen. There's going to be a lot of stink in there. all the angst, all the anger, all the frustrations, all the sexual turn-ons and turn-offs that never were fruitiated into an eagles, into an orgasm, it's all trapped behind that hymen, and the stench is mighty powerful. So I have an ozone generator in her room. And I noticed that the ozone generator, the thing that takes O2 and changes it to O3 and destroys the molecules and then changes it back to O2 and all the stink is gone, I noticed this. The little red light isn't on. The little red neon light isn't on. The little red neon light says what? The little red neon light is telling me that the ozone generator that I use for pussy stench removal isn't turned on. It's not turned on. And a light goes on my head. I feel refreshing. I feel like I've came back. I feel like I'm running down the hill with a green field and the green things are very tall. I feel like I'm looking at an Irish woman in the old days when they weren't fucking occupied by Muslims destroying that very valuable diamond culture. And I feel like I'm looking at a redhead who's looking at me with her white skin, her flat chest, her orange eyes. And I think that's coming back to me. I'm feeling better. I'm seeing that. That's what I'll see when I start to die. I know it. This beautiful thing that once was, that's now destroyed by Muslims. Destroyed. Bad news, man. Bad. And I see that. But I also see that the red light isn't on the ozone generator for pussy stench removal. So what do? With all my strength that I can muster up, it's like a motion picture. It's like something on Netflix, possibly. With everything I have, with the gun still in my hand, because I don't want her to pop up and start to come at me with this voice. I've had this shit happen. This voice, they've been on bad trips. We were fucking, how you go take LSD and all that kinds of shit. You could be in a bad trip, depending on what you're thinking before you go on the trip. And I think, I don't want that. If she comes at me while I'm going for the ozone generator to turn the light from red to green, I'm going to blow her brains out. Her goddamn cranial vault's going to explode like a balloon. It's going to go everywhere, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. That's called fucking, what do they call that? When you're defending yourself? Self-protection? Defending yourself? That's called that. And I'm not going to get in trouble. And they'll know this. They'll do a couple tests of her cunt. They'll see if her cunt was toxic, what was in it. Was there a parasite in there that could inhabit the bodies like these parasites do to snails, to goddamn squirrels, to fucking caterpillars? They inhabit the body. The squirrel's still there, but he doesn't even know who he is. He doesn't have any more of his natural things. He doesn't go for nuts every winter, getting ready for the winter in the fall. He doesn't go into a tree. He's not making chipper sounds or alerting other squirrels that there's a problem in the area. He's none of that anymore. And that's what they fucking do to you if you become a Democrat. If you anywhere knows people, you will lose all the shit you would normally do. It'll be gone inside you. You were replaced by the parasite in a chick's cunt. Nothing you do is normal. You'll be a snail, but you're not crawling on a log. You'll be in a snail suddenly that likes to walk on pavement. You'll be that. You'll be a caterpillar that doesn't ever turn into a moth. Will you? You won't re-moth yourself or a butterfly. You won't make a cocoon. Nothing like that. It's gone to you because you don't have it anymore. You've been possessed. You've been entered by something bad. And that's what can happen, especially now, by possibly Democrats. So I crawl to the ozone generator. All I want to do is get the light to turn green. I'm still aiming the gun. I still got it over kind of my shoulder as I'm crawling on the floor to turn the ozone generator back on. And I deduce this because I've got years of experience, man. I deduce this. Her pussy. The stench of her pussy. Now, this is the strongest pussy I've ever had, the strongest reaction. The stench of her pussy is so bad that my body can't handle it. My body's gone into the defense position. My body's gone into a 5-alarm fucking alert. All of it. The white blood cells are rushing everywhere to try to find the intruder, and that's what it's trying to do. And an intruder is what? The stench of her pussy. The evil of her pussy. If anything could smell like that, it can't be good. You're walking around shit. You walk around shit, you will never pick it up. You see a diaper filled with 5-10 pounds of shit thrown in there by some African-American, some person from Somalia, and it's thrown into the parking lot. You wouldn't pick that up. You wouldn't spoon it out and eat it. You'd run from it. You'd peel out on it, man. And your fucking car, your smart car, 4-cylinder, 35 horsepower engine, you'd put it on that goddamn thing. So I'm crawling to the ozone generator. I'm thinking, boy, this isn't like a movie. There's nobody crawling to an ozone generator to neutralize the stench of pussy in any movie because it wouldn't sell. They wouldn't have it. Women control the world. Women control all the money. Even with you, stupid. You get your little allowance. Gonna have $10 more? I'd like to stop at Subway, slut. You know what to do then. And I'm crawling. I'm dragging myself. I can hear music even as I'm dragging myself to the ozone generator to flick the light on. I still got the gun aimed at a .30 caliber to blow her brains out. Maybe if I have to, I'm shaking, I start to gray out, I'll shoot her to goddamn neck. Just as good. Even more painful. Trying to get air and shit, can't say nothing. No final words, no romantic final statement. And I flick on the ozone generator and I hear a click and a spark. And I hear that spark, it's like God. It's like the spark in my spine, created and generated and produced, made by the Lord. And I'm doing that and I'm thinking, there's the spark, there's the line, I'm back online. I'm back online, I'm going to live. And as I'm by the ozone generator, I can smell the pussy as it's being burned apart, the molecules, by the O3 molecules being produced by the ozone generator, and it's turning the stink back into O2, and I'm already responding. I'm already responding, man. I saved myself. I saved myself from the worst smelling fucking pussy on the planet with an ozone generator. Right there, I should put some kind of ad for Amazon or something like that. I don't have one. An ozone generator saved your correspondent's life. I'm not dead now. You're here. I'm here to give you another monologue, another recording, another reality. This isn't a fucking podcast, whatever they like to call it. It's a recording, man, on a cassette tape. And even if it wasn't a cassette, it's just a recording. Some recordings hit, some don't. This one hit. Because I'm who I am. I'm real, man. And I remember, I start to be able to stand up. I start to be able to kind of hold myself and perch myself and put my hands on things in the goddamn room. And she seemed to get more and more powerless. The power she had, it was sick. It was like she was inflated with power and a monster, emitting this fucking gas, destroying me in some secret, untalked about level. And I was getting stronger and she was getting weaker. Curled into a fetal position. Was laying on her side like so many chicks do. I was able to leave the room. I was able to leave the room, man. I survived.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body, sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Leanne, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. I want to tell you something. The other day, I found an old rusting woman's bicycle. It was beyond repair. The seat was gone. What stuck out to me were the extremely worn-out tires. They were dry rotting. At one time, they were fat tires with white walls. Upon closer inspection, I discovered something quite bizarre. Someone had stuffed pair upon pair of used soiled panties into the tires. From here on in, I'll refer to these soiled panties as cum panties. Leanne, after some detective work on my part, I have come to the following conclusion with regards to my odd discovery. I believe a woman once traveled across America on this bicycle because her cunt and asshole were constantly pressed against the bicycle seat as the bike moved over holes, bumps, rocks, dirt, mud, water, and possibly even over crunchy snow. The vibrations traveled to the woman's snatch, and she got turned on. When the crotches of her panties got wet from the drippage of vaginal juices, she saved the panties by stuffing them into rotting open seams in her bicycle tires. The tires could not take air, but the cum panties could be used to shore up the bicycle tires. Additionally, these cum panties were probably used as a form of legal tender. When the woman needed to eat while biking across America, her cum panties could be traded for groceries, medicine, pot, vaginal shrinking cream, perfume, and even cheap motel rooms. All the woman had to do was pull out a pair of cum panties from either bicycle tire, and her debt would be paid in full. I once gave a woman an old skidoo for a pair of her cum panties. The deal also required her to give me one of her cum-stained brassieres. She gave me a brassier with a broken front latch. It is one of my most prized possessions. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Let me know what you think. I have always valued your opinion. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the Halloween costume contest in Lake Orion. She was checking contestants in. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she crawled through a tiny zippered door located in the giant foot of a 50-foot-tall inflatable Frankenstein monster. While she was inside the giant Frankenstein foot, she took off her shirt, brassier, pants, and panties, and she lied down on the floor inside the mammoth, air-inflated Frankenstein foot, and she pulled her knees back to her ears. When I crawled through the tiny zippered door located in the enormous Frankenstein foot, your big-titted little sister was aiming her asshole and minge directly at me. So I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job, too. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman crawled into the monstrous air-inflated foot And she said,
I know the both of you are inside this Frankenstein foot. I can't see you, but I definitely smell pussy. I saw the both of you climb in here. I know you're getting eaten out and rimmed, bitch. I just want to get in on some of the action. Eat me out and rim me, and I promise to not use my switchblade knife and deflate this inflatable Frankenstein. It'll collapse onto you and you'll probably die from lack of air. I'm a ripe English whore, and I want a taste of good old-fashioned American good loving. Eat me out and rim me now, fuckers. I won't ask again.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, right now at the counter, we're selling old bike wheels with rotting rubber tires still mounted onto them. Why are we selling these old spoked bike rims with rotting rubber tires still clinging onto them? Honey, these rubber tires are housing a secret. Inside these tires are 50 pairs of soiled, smelly old cum panties. They're genuine, all right, and the panties are covered in thick layers of very old hardened cum. Men that blew these loads and the women that wore these panties are long dead. Why do you need this bike tire? It's simple. When your big dicked old man comes through the door tonight, roll that bike tire towards him and tell him that is the tire that was once attached to Amelia Earhart's lost plane. He'll go nuts and pop a rod. Every man wishes that he could have fucked Amelia Earhart while she was seated in the pilot seat of her missing plane. Every man wishes he could have 69'd Amelia Earhart as her plane was going down, and every man on the planet wishes Amelia Earhart would have blown him while her airplane was being waxed and the gas tanks were being filled. Fred Noonan, Amelia Earhart's navigator, once was heard by a ham radio operator. According to the ham radio operator, he heard Noonan screaming into the microphone of Earhart's airplane transmitter, and he said that it smelled like pussy inside the Earhart plane. Come on up to the counter and get your bicycle tire complete with rotting rubber tire chocked full of soiled cum panties. Only $199.95. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto the keyboard of my Texas Instruments 99-4A. At least 70% of her steaming, bubbling load flowed into the ROM cartridge slot of the TI-99-4A. The ROM cartridge slot is needed to run games, programs, and utilities. I use this computer every day for basic bookkeeping for this store. Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome. My assistant was standing above the TI-99-4A trying to capture a loose parakeet that had escaped from the pet department, and her tight asshole suddenly gave way.
I shit so much, the Glad Ziploc Bag Company makes 4-foot-long plastic bags made especially for me. The 4-foot-long plastic bags are taped to the inside of my legs under my pants. When I shit, my load goes into one of the plastic bags. I've trained my asshole how to direct my shit into the correct bag. When one plastic bag is filled, my sphincter knows it, and it aims my pooper toward the opening of the other empty plastic shit storage bag. One time I was on a glass bottom boat at Weekiwachee State Park in Florida. I accidentally fell off the boat. Both of my shit collection bags were full of shit, and I dropped to the bottom of the lake like a rock. I would have surely drowned, but I didn't. One of their world-famous Weekiwachee mermaids tore off my pants, and she cut my shit bags off and helped me to the surface.
In addition to having irritable bowel syndrome, Miss Phelps is extremely horny. Sometimes Mandy Phelps will drip heavily from her pussy when she's turned on, causing her maxi pad to become very heavy as it absorbs this excessive vaginal lubricant. The plastic adhesive strips designed to hold the maxi pad onto her panties disintegrate, and quite often her maxi pad will tear its way through her panties and fall to the floor.
I need dick every day. If I can't get dick, I'll fill a 4-inch in diameter by 10-inch long custom-made burlap bag with beach sand, and I'll drop the burlap bag into my stretched-out pussy to simulate a giant cock resting deep inside my hungry cunt. Sometimes I'll shove a pair of salad tongs into my asshole and into my snatch. A tong for each hole. I want whoever possesses the biggest dick in this store to come up here right now and fuck me on top of my boss's TI-99-4A Texas Instruments computer. My pussy is dripping. The seam of my panties is about to give way. Look out, motherfuckers.
Is there anyone in the store that can help my assistant out? This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck! 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 Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Jick!